cold silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi, I'm Alan Watt. This is Cutting Commission on August 29th, 2012. For newcomers, help yourself to the free audios at cuttingcommission.com and go through them at your leisure. You'll start to understand the big system you're born into and how it really works. It's completely different from what you think, because you've been conditioned to think the way that your masters want you to think, in fact, and it's been instilled in your education, and it's also ongoing through the media, too, which is a big part of it. You take over when you leave school, and from then on, you're simply at the beckoning call of what your thoughts are in, and what your opinions, too, are given to you. Because, you see, you're in a planned society with planned changes and planned wars and cultural changes as well. And you will go through all these things which are written about by the big boys, the big guys in academia, the professors who turn out books, and they belong to big foundations. Foundations form a parallel government that really has more power than your general governments, because they actually put their own guys into governments across the planet. They have done for 100 years. And that's how the world is really, really run. And of course, the whole thing with the general population is to get the most bang for the buck. In other words, the most cash out of you and the most work out of you. And once you get into a stage of post-industrialism and with technology, of course, you're requiring fewer and fewer people to work it and to even make it, then you're really kind of redundant. You're what they call useless eaters. And that's what the big boys said a long time ago. The guys who foresaw this part coming and who gave us the cultural changes all the way through the last 50, 60 years, lots of them are dead now, but some of them are still on the go, of course, working at the top as always to make sure the general public never wake up to the big plan of things. Most don't mind it because it's quite happy. It's a happy type of system. You're getting lots of entertainment to go through. All the leashes have been taken off, all the old taboos, and you can do what you want in a lot of different areas. You're encouraged to do it. And when all of this is going on, they'll bring down the population, because most folk don't want children anymore. They've been conditioned to do that. Again, the masters always foresee the future, and they work out their plans well in advance. Number two, that you bring me to you, because I don't bring on the advertisers as guests and tell you lots of stuff that'll make you live forever and ever. And I just give you the hard facts. A lot of people can't handle hard facts, and some of them get freaked out when you see it calmly, what's actually happening and what has happened and what's to happen. But in reality, that's what sanity does to you. It makes you calm, you see, rather than get caught up in fear, and fear becomes addictive, and you can be used by those who promote the fear, of course. So you can support me by buying the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com, or you can donate as well. Donations really are really awfully welcome. As I say, I don't sell anything at all. And to do so, you can send a personal check to Canada from the U.S., still accepted. You can also use an international postal money order from the post office, PayPal, or send cash across the world, Western Union, MoneyGram, and PayPal. And as I say, straight donations are awfully, awfully welcome. But if you don't know the past, I don't mean the general stuff you're taught in school, that's rubbish, the history that they give you there, with battles and famous generals and things, and who becomes rich out of it, all of that kind of stuff. I'm talking about the real workers, the managerial class, the world managers, they call themselves, that give you the cultural changes and the big shifts in culture, and that they also plan depressions and recessions and way in advance. Nothing to do with what you're taught at all. It's all planned way, way in advance. They planned austerity many, many, many years ago. Even 50 years ago, they talked about bringing a phase down the road towards the 21st century of austerity for the public. That's how far ahead the masters plan everything. Why not? Because they've been at this for a long, long time. Back with more after this break.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ion and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial-size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org. RNA drops.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hi folks, we're back cutting through the matrix, and as I say, often talk about the past and the present and how it's all connected, because those who control the past control the future and the present actually, and that has been an awful long time. The ideas that Orwell came out with and Huxley and other ones came out with a long, long time ago, even as far back as the 30s, are all in vogue today, right down to transhumanism. All of these things were talked about in quite detail at the time. And at top universities, Ivy League ones, across the world, Western, always the first world countries. And they knew what the future was going to bring down, because it belonged to the dominant minority. They called themselves, still call themselves that today, the dominant minority, and then they also have a dominant managerial class. It's very much like Plato's Republic, where the guardians are at the top, the guardians of what? The guardians of their own system. And they can also have a military class too, and they also have a scientific class. And Plato talked about breeding them just for the particular job that they're on. And if you don't think you've been bred for the military, well, actually you have. You see, you don't have to be a test tubing out comes a little soldier. All you have to do is make sure that the children have 20-odd years of video games that are meant for the military, so they'll kill without thinking about it, and you've got them already made for to order when they grow up. And that's what happened. They wanted a lot of guys for the military since about starting around 1990 to the present. And they've got them all, got all their troops lining up, guys, young guys who are really mature and can get a job, of course. And suddenly you'll be somebody. That's what they tell you. Be somebody. Because you're nobody right now. So be somebody by uniform. And then they train you. They train the public to respect that uniform. And off you go into
the most studied species on the planet, going back to ancient times. And you can't really go through enough science fiction movies, even the old ones that kept showing you what was coming, because, you see, it was all based on the talks that the guys had back in the 1920s and 30s to do with the future. They knew what they were bringing in. Julian Huxley, for instance, thought of himself as a scientist. That was Aldous's brother. And he talked about the scientific class. They'd been bred as well. They'd bred with other scientists. And predictably, they'd have some people who were children that were pretty capable of learning the same kind of things. If you want a good mathematician, breed people who are good at mathematics, sort of thing. That's the idea. Just like the Rothschilds always breed for themselves, for bankers. So this kind of thing's been going on for an awful, awful long time. And the science fiction movies showed us the future, and they're predictive programming. You know, I mean, there's so many varieties of future you could actually have, but they always show you the same things with what we've got today, kind of martial law type situations, a wealthy elite that employs a very well-equipped military, all dressed in black and armor and so on, to deal with the general public who are living in austerity or rubble at the bottom. And we've had years and years of the same scenarios over and over and over and over. Always coupled, too, with crisis, because, you see, crisis is the excuse is used to take all your rights away from you at the bottom. And that the public at the bottom accept that, too. It's a natural thing. Oh, they've got to save us. They've got to take care of us. It's been used all through the past, and it will always be used in the future, too. But what you'll see, too, in all these movies is the glorification of technology. And we're supposed to be so impressed. Again, some movies are so boring, science fiction movies, because they go overboard with showing you the technology and explaining the technology. And you're supposed to go, wow, whoa, and stand in awe of it, you see, because that's what they want you to feel, be in awe of it, scared of it. Because, you see, society is kept together on behalf of the big boys who rule you through fear. It's all fear. That's why you vote for them. The same guys who bring you into wars, collapse your economy because the bankers are in it, and then you all bail them out and you go into austerity because you owe so much cash, you see. And it puts you into a fearsome state, and the first thing you do, like any abused person, is turn to the abuser to bail you out and help you. And that's what they do to the public, you know. Be very, very afraid, and then you turn to the, and then you go and vote again. But now what you're voting for, you're voting for the same system. I don't care what they call themselves, it's the same system. They're pre-selected, not by you, and not by the conventions they talk about, but it comes from the foreign relations. It's just a branch of the Royal Institute for International Affairs. And that was set up by top bankers in London, the city, and they still run it today. Anyway, it's awfully impressed. Now, here's an impressive one here, you see. You always get the one-off things that kick off the next kind of phase to get you used to the idea of living in a sci-fi world. And we already are trained. There's no privacy. Most folks don't mind it. And because they always think, well, who really cares about me? I'm not doing anything drastic. And that's not the point. They don't understand anything, because we're all very important, even the ones who think they're not too important at all. After all, if you had an original thought, like you know, Mao Zedong said, he was scared of a sum of an idea, a big idea. That's what he said. He wasn't scared of armies, right? Somebody with a big idea that could actually put it across to the rest of the people. That was a fearsome thing. So they've got to monitor everyone to make sure you're all predictable, you see. Now, and after all, too, you are farmers, and all farmers make sure, I mean, they know the pedigree and everything about the every animal they own. They know all about you and your health and your history, your genetics, your family's health history, et cetera, et cetera. They even know if you're going to get married pretty well, your chances of having a child with an allergy to this or that. They know all that in advance before you even do yourself. That's what a farmer does, is make sure that he knows the stock, you see. Anyway, this article here, the sinister wraith. Oh, they've got a wraith now. It's a land drone, and it can deploy smoke, take pictures, and fire 250 rounds per minute and shotgun shells. Isn't that really impressive? I mean, impressed already at that. It's a wraith. Ooh. on standby at the Republican convention, the protests get out of hand. Can you believe that? See? And it says, sinister-looking unmanned ground vehicles called Wraith are being deployed alongside aerial drones to police the Republican convention should the protesters try to disrupt the proceedings. It's not known which U.S. government agencies are operating the drones, which have been used extensively in Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Yemen against the CIA's Al-Qaeda and Taliban targets on a kill list overseen by President Barack Obama. Just, United Drones, as the company, built the Wraiths, which can travel at speeds of 65 miles per hour and climb over virtually any structure or terrain. The stealth vehicles, they've got to put stealth in there, eh? Stealth. Which have been kept in reserve so far can be operated from 100 miles away. Imagine tapping that, taking them over, it costs a lot of damage. Whereas Predator and Reaper drones have been used by the CIA abroad, the flying drones over Florida are called Aether Aeros, according to the Tampa Bay Times. And so the 4.5-foot wide Aether Aero, which looks like a mini helicopter, can fly at heights up to 4,000 feet and can operate for up to 4 hours. So we're looking at a display, you see, of land drones and aerial drones and all that, just for the Republican convention. So get used to its message as well. And you will see more of it as well. And it's also a great PR thing for the military-industrial complex as well. It really is good. You know, everybody will say, ooh, look at them. Ooh, look at those things. Scary. Now, I said last night, too, back in the 70s, there were articles in the paper about what will happen when they get their New World Order all through. This is mainstream at the time. And that they have a global society, and all the countries you wanted to take out and standardize under your thumb has been done, accomplished. What will happen to the military-industrial complex? And they said that they're all going to security, because then they'll have the future wars will all be terrorism and terrorism within the continents, basically. And because that, they're going to make it happen, you see. You've got to get a market for things, and you can't get a market if nothing's happening, so you cause it. You cause terrorism, you see. So the Soviet Union, once the Bolsheviks got in there, they were finding terrorists everywhere. Oh, it was a terrorist. And that kept everybody terrified and obedient as the, you know, Trotsky and his army were on slaughtering people. Anyway, it says, so here you have it today, and all the big boys are into this field because they've got to get sales, you see, and manufacturing going on. All big, important families, very old families involved in all this, you know. So you know, you make sure they have a good future. Bentley takes aim at armored car market. So remember the Bentley cars that some of the Porsche people could have afforded? And it says that the Bentley EXP9F concept car, and they show you different concept cars and so on, and then to SUVs, is considering launching an armored plated car range as customers in Latin America, the Middle East, and Russia seek to travel in bulletproof comfort. We see that's your world of the future that they talked about in the Department of Defense think tank's report a few years ago, where you'd have these kind of city-states that will come out as the nations wither away, and you'll have some very important city-states, futuristic ones across the world, and you know, gated communities where the very wealthy will live, and they'll be well-guarded with, again, the black-clad guys and armor plating and all the rest of it. And of course, you have your drones all over the place protecting them, too, because they're awfully important people, you see. And at that time, which is almost here, the rest of the public will be unemployed and kind of barbaric as all their toys are taken away from them and they can't afford it. So anyway, they're going into this to make sure that the elites can travel in comfort and safety and so on. This is the crew-based car manufacturers exploring ways to tap into a growing market for secure vehicles in emerging economies, where the threat of kidnap and assassination is constant. That's the future. This is the future we're putting across the world. You know, they call it democracy. But it corners into democracy. The north part is pretty true. Back with more after this.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stone's throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Friends, I hate to dig up painful memories, but consider this. You were raised on canned spinach, canned beans, canned beer, canned asparagus, and canned Vienna friggin' sausages. So why in tarnation would you buy canned seed? Man up and buy a Texas Ready Liberty Seed Bank. They come in a genuine resealable grab-and-go U.S. Army ammo box that protects your heirloom seeds from light, moisture, and vermin. Leave those other seed kits for the ignorant and spring for a Texas Ready Bank. At Texas Ready, we've thought of the big stuff and the little stuff so you can think of the other stuff. We've got you covered from dirt to dinner. Order a real bank today at TexasReady.net. That's TexasReady.net. And if you have one of those old cans, send it in and we'll give you 10% off a genuine Liberty Seed Bank. No questions asked. Remember, nothing good comes from a can.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Warwick, cutting through the matrix, talking about the system in which we can survive. If we live, we survive. Because if you're living, if you're truly living, you'd be free and you wouldn't have all the worries that you've got by the system, you see. But anyway, I'm talking about the big system and, of course, where they're going with it all, and everybody knows where we're going with it. Most have already adapted to the pat downs, etc., etc. And we're seeing the, it's not just the rise of the military industrial complex all over the planet, but it's also the rise of the military across the planet. You've got militarized police, everything's militarized now to get us through into this next phase of the system. That's what it's all for. And they know where they're going with it all. And of course, eventually they bring in real austerity. It hasn't really hit the U.S. as it has across Europe and elsewhere, but it's still need the U.S. to supply its troops and pay for all the military stuff at the moment and take out more countries to standardize them. Once that's done, of course, they'll pull the rug from under the U.S. and then that's it. That's when they'll use all the internal armies they've been building up. But here you go again. I mean, these articles are just commonplace. The government wants to security scan at least a quarter of all train passengers for explosives, knives, guns, to protect railways and London Underground from terrorists. You know, this big term, terrorists, that covers everything now. So the Home Office has published details of what it wants the scanners to detect and how this should work, and is asking for advice on the technology available. And so the main focus is on the detection of explosives, weapons on people and in bags or search briefs, suggesting that technologies including X-ray, of course, an X-ray of the body again, magnetometry, vapor and trace methods, electromagnetic radiation and ultrasound could be used. I mean, people are going to get bombarded with everything. It won't make much difference as long as they keep the cell phones and they can play themselves with games and that. But they'll be quite happy as they go through it all and get retrained. And they will adapt very quickly. Most of them already have adapted to most of the stuff anyway.
it's big biz for in the training industry, for population training, and it's full steam ahead. It's doing pretty well. Also tonight, I've got a YouTube link to, do you remember the guys, the American ones, soldiers who shot the little boys at a wheelbarrow in Afghanistan, and then they peed on them, and everybody laughed and tittered. Well, they got off with it, of course, and there's no charges at all, so that's it. A pat on the wrist, a slap on the wrist, and that's all. Maybe they pie each other nowadays, I wouldn't be so surprised, actually. But anyway, that's what's happening. Life is cheap, and you've been trained that life is cheap, and you will get trained all the more with more movies and dramas on television about terrorism, that life is getting cheaper all the time until it's your turn. And what can you do with that? What can you really do? Now, with all that's going on, too, they're still going ahead with the building on the North American Union, and they keep denying it, even though they've come out and admitted it at times, then they're going to deny it afterwards. But I'll put a link tonight to a video that explains it very simply for those who don't know much about it. And it was on all the time, of course. And an article came out of Foreign Affairs from the Council on Foreign Relations. Surprising, actually, that they did this. Because it's been going on for years. But this is the rise of settler terrorism in Israel. This is Israeli authorities in the West Bank have long worried about stopping Palestinian terrorism, terrorism. Now they need to add a new item to the agenda, stopping radical Jewish settlers who began attacking innocent Palestinians and Israeli soldiers alike. It says a professor in the Security Studies Program at the Edmund A. Walsh School of Foreign Service at Georgetown University and Director of Research at the Saban Center at the Brookings Institution. He's author of A High Price, and it says the triumphs and failures of Israeli counterterrorism and so on. He's a fellow at the Saban Center. It says... So it gives you a story about how Israeli settlers in the West Bank defaced, burned the mosque. We all know about that, those who follow the news. In the small West Bank village of Jabba, graffiti sprayed by the vandals warned of a war over the planned evacuation ordered by the Israeli Supreme Court of a handful of houses illegally built on private Palestinian land near the Israeli settlement of Beit El. The torching of the mosque was a forced such attack in 18 months and part of a wider trend of routine violence committed by radical settlers against innocent Palestinians, Israeli security personnel, and mainstream settler leaders, all aimed at intimidating perceived enemies of the settlement project. Well, that's been going on forever, sort of thing. But this is all over the world. Life is cheap. It depends who you are, mind you. It can be cheaper depending on the propaganda, but life is definitely cheap today, isn't it? And most people don't mind. Because, you see, all these things seem far away from you. All of the things that you read about are far away. And as I say, when they put it into movie forms and fictional forms, you actually enjoy them. And so you have this schizophrenic outlook on everything that's given to you to do with violence and slaughter and terror and all the rest of it by big authorities with big weapons. But it's all training you. It's training you into what you're supposed to be trained into. I remember some of the movies about in the past, the comedies and so on, like Idiocracy talked about, I think one part of the movie showed you the guy who was the lawyer for the accused, who actually, I think he got his diploma or his degree at it was either Walmart or Costco or something. And this article I'm reading about is Walmart, one-stop doctor's office coming out. Back with more after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hi, folks. I'm back, cutting through the matrix and talking about Walmart. It's so interesting, too, because a lot of the Marxists at the turn of the 20th century were talking about all the proper ways that the world should be run, of course. There's always people doing that. They think it should be run properly, and they always had the way to do it. And there's different groups, of course, with different proper ways. But they talked about, things were so crazy with all this private enterprise competing. And then you find the ones who you'd call the right-wingers, also had the same ideas as well, because they formed big cabals so that they compete with each other, then they work together. And so that they came up with the ideas that down the road, they said, they'd have, say, one chain stores would sell one particular item to the public. The Soviet system tried that, where one massive manufacturer in Russia made pretty well all the furniture that you'd have in all the houses. It's all the same stuff, everywhere you looked, same furniture. And one factory would make the shoes and et cetera like that. That was the ideas of it. H.G. Wells talked about it too. He says all this competition stuff right down the personal level. One guy starts up a bicycle shop across the road from another guy who's already got a bicycle repair shop. And then you start competing. It's all so crazy. It's untidy and all that. So they all planned this kind of stuff. So we're seeing it all happening today with the big build all centers. Walmart and all the rest of it taking over and put everybody else out of business. That's the whole idea. Then to cut the prices until they're all out of business, then they jack the prices up. Old stuff, which always works, of course. And here's Walmart going into pretty well total medical here. Medicare says, issued a statement on Wednesday saying its request for partners to provide primary care services was overwritten and incorrect. The firm is not building a national integrated low-cost primary health care platform. But then it says the nation's largest retailer is planning to offer medical services ranging from the management of diabetes to HIV infections. NPR and Kaiser Health News have learned. So they are going into it. And so eventually it'll be your one-stop shopping. You know, maybe you'll get even burst there, you know, and you get treated all your life and you buy everything there and then you'll die there and no cremate you or turn you into
school and put you in the garden with my green stuff they're talking about. A bit eco-friendly, you know. So we're going down the track of a planned society, and we're really in it already. Most people are very, very uniform in their opinions, because they're all given the same opinions by the same experts, and they believe them at the same time because of this wonderful communication we have across the world. We all get the same indoctrination at the same time, and that's just how it is. Now, part of the idea, too, was to get everybody the same. The big thing with the master builders who run this world, it doesn't matter if it's right-wing, left-wing, it's all the same. You see, they always run the dialectic to fool the public. So you vote one in at one period, and if you're fed up with them, then you vote another bunch of different ones in again and see how they do. And that stops you having revolutions, you see. But part of it is, as I say, the big masters want everyone to be uniform. Just think countries have got to be uniform and standardized. You've got a central bank, which is privately owned by the same guys who own all the other central banks across the world. And then you start borrowing money from the international moneylenders, and they don't actually give you anything except checks, so you can print up cash, but then you owe it all back to them. So it's a wonderful system we live in, and you think it's all quite natural, because straight faces on television tell you that that is so, and they're experts. But they also wanted children to be uniform too, because you see, you can't have this gender difference. They always said, you see, that after Pavlov and Freud and all that, the gender is just something that is indoctrinated into you. So you give the little boys a bit of rope to go and do crazy things and fall down, break legs and stuff, which they naturally do. If you're a real little boy, you'll climb trees and fall now and then. And you survive through it and you become an adult. Some don't, and that's just the way it is. But they want everyone to sit in class as well and be fully attentive to the teachers. And then teachers now like that too. They want everyone to be the same. They don't know how to handle children anymore. And children are kind of strange to them even today, because most of them won't even have children of their own today, the teachers. But anyway, this is, they want you all to be the same. So they drug the little boys now, so they started doing it. And you'll find going way back into the 30s and 40s, you talked about the pharmacological age, which combined with psychology, and then they start drugging certain children. For different reasons, too, because the ones who ask too many questions are the ones who are liable to be future leaders and don't want that, you see, especially from the lower classes. Bertrand Russell talked about that. So, and they'd have to eliminate them, literally physically eliminate them, if they snuck through and they didn't catch them in time, and someone with a brain could actually verbalize things and ideas to the rest of the peasants. That could be very dangerous. He says we'd have to eliminate them. And we're actually here now, but they do catch most of them now, mind you. And the teachers are the ones who recommend the children be drugged. And of course, you have all the talk show hosts and television telling you it's a good thing. So boys can't be boys anymore. The fun over for school children at Des Moines Public School is handstands, cartwheels, and somersaults are banned. You see, so you can't do that anymore. You see. And because you're all going to be the same. It'll be the same, and preferably effeminate. And it says that Des Moines Public Schools banned handstands, cartwheels, somersaults during lunch and recess unless under the supervision of a trained gymnastics teacher and with correct equipment. That means, you know, all knee pads and elbow pads, probably a crash helmet on your head and things like that. You know, cotton wool, express about your rule, you see. And a newsletter sent to parents' principal, Gail Charlier, said the ban followed consultations with the state school sports unit, a branch of the Department of Education, the Northwest Courier reported. So this is the move has confounded parents, such as Rebecca Chone, who has collected more than 250 signatures in a petition calling for the rule to be overturned. It's ridiculous. What's the world coming to when children can't do handstands and cartwheels at lunchtime, she said. Ms. Chone said she understood the principal felt she was doing the right thing. So many principals are worried about children injuring themselves due to the growing litigative culture we live in, also getting sued silly. So Ms. Chown first heard about the ban when her daughter Estelle Ten came home and said children had been told they couldn't do anything that had them upside down. So everything is just crazy, you see, and you've got to all be the same. I know the little boys wearing dresses soon, probably, and the little girls wearing the pants, because they're doing a lot of stuff like that. Actually, Bertrand Russell called it, they've got to be innovative in this particular transition period. And eccentric, he says, even eccentricity in their innovation, and the public would accept it, they'll be awfully confused. Well, we're actually in it today. Jensen hanging on the line there, and she's talking, it's still there. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, Alan. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, yeah.
Excellent, excellent. I've been calling into your show for, or your broadcast now for quite a few years, and the more and more I dig into the very nature of what I'm surrounded by as far as the system goes, as the people go, I find more and more that there is this dualistic sort of experience that I have of hope and despair. I go between the two, and it's like one moment I have hope as I find out new information that proves that what I feel instinctually is correct about what's being, you know, demanded of me by the system. And then as I present it to people and they reject it for various reasons or tell me to stop, you know, thinking about that, I feel despair as though there's no hope, because without other people around me to understand the same thing, I'm essentially on an island. And for that very reason, I think often what you say is that, you know, society is gone for various reasons, being attacked on all levels. I think for the most part you're actually correct, and I guess I'd like your comment on, I mean, is it just really a matter of time before everything is so altered and changed from what it was maybe 50 years ago that somebody like me would, I don't know, like be taken to a camp and be re-educated?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean, because see, the first reaction the people have when they start to understand that something's awfully wrong, and they'll tune into often Patriot Radio and stuff, you know, and you get a fixed sort of view of things, that the world's just been taken over, or your system's just been taken over now, which isn't true. This system's been here for an awful long time, and that's the kicker to it. When you eventually clue into that, the system's been here for an awful long time, and even our present generation, we've all been tinkered with in our heads and so on, and given ideas and things to chase after in our lifetimes. That was all done to us as well, and it's been done more so today to the young children growing up. But you're quite right, it's been with us for an awful, awful long time, and it's scientifically designed, and it's done on a mass scale, and that's what people never touch upon and sort of patriot sort of sidelines. They want you to think you can get something back. It's like going back to a romantic age, which exists in Hollywood as opposed to reality. And I've often said to people, what age do you want to go back to? Well, I think someone who's really honest would want to go back to an age where things were more what they would say is normal and easy to detect, and there was no blurrings of gender, for instance, and all this kind of stuff all coming into it. And people were kinder to each other, and you didn't have the violence internally that we do today. You didn't have all the trash on television that you have as well, that people are supposed to emulate, which actually they do. So you're looking back to what you think is a safer era, where you're getting a bit more leeway to have a little bit more freedom than we have at present. That's all you can sort of look at. But we never go backwards in history. Things don't go backwards, you understand. And they're planned to go forwards in a planned direction. And what you'll find, though, is that the big masters who have played this game all over the world over centuries, when you have lots of industry and there's a big tax base here as well, people don't mind as much because they're earning good cash at the time. During that phase, you get away with a lot more. The cops are not down on you on the highways as much, for instance, or are hitting you because you've got a rusty old car. The little old bangers going there, that's the first thing I noticed with Canada years ago, they were allowed to have all these old rusty bangers at one time. But once the industry had gone, the crackdowns came immediately. The same thing with smoking and drinking. Smokes were cheap, things like that. In other words, the working class were given all this stuff to keep them happy and content and productive. That was the whole thing. China now is getting going through that phase. So they're allowed to get the cheap smokes and the booze and get a bit more freedom than they've had before. But for us, we're post-industrial, so they take it all away from you. And now you're into the authoritarian phase because the masters to keep the system going together. And people keep them from getting, becoming malcontents. They give you lots and lots and lots of the most basic entertainment, which is sexual entertainment, most of it. And if you go into the Frankfurt School, that was given permission to run American culture and alter the culture by the President of the United States at the end of World War II. That's no kidding. They worked with Bernays and the Macy Group, Bertrand Russell, and all these big boys and Huxleys, all worked to design the future culture for Americans. And the idea was that they would not bring in, because they were worried at the time the Jewish states in America were scared that America could go fascist. That was the big scare that they had, because all the signs were there too, they claimed. And so the idea was to bring in what they called Eros. Eros was the opposite of fascism and authoritarianism. And so they bring the system down gradually over the next 50 years into a state which would parallel chaos to an extent at the bottom, lots of offshoot side effects and so on. But the state would take care of the abortions, venereal disease and so on. But they promote Eros, until they destroyed the family unit. This is the Frankfurt School, given permission by the President of the United States to do this, and the Macy Group. And they reported right to the House, you know, for years. So that's all you get today, and people literally are mind-bombed with this stuff, that they're in a schizophrenic state where part of them likes the system, even if it's going down the tubes, because this hasn't been tried before, entertainment on such a massive scale, and it's so cheap for them. You break down to all the programs to get in their apps again and so on. So we're in a controlled slide down to the bottom, and an authority is there to slap you on the head if you try to get out of line. But you're quite right. Yelling about getting something back is not going to change it. It's not going to happen. There are no sides at the top. The real top of things in this system, there are no sides of left wing and right wing. There's only one head, you know, and one system. And it's a the whole left wing and right wing work together at different phases to push different things through. But it's for the head. The head wants all these things to come through. So they use them both. So what can you do when your leaders are pre-selected by the Council on Foreign Relations on behalf of the Royal Institute of International Affairs in London, and they have been for all this time, according to Carol Quigley, who was the historian for the CFR. So what can you do when they present this guy or that guy? It's no different than the Soviet Union when they said, take Politburo number 1, 2, or 3, take your pick and vote for them. It's the same thing. You're voting for the same system, which isn't working for the public anymore. But the public are so mind-bombed and quite happy, a lot of them, and they're dumbed down. They're dumbed down to an incredible extent through their food and the poisons and their inoculations. And so many of them are on tranquilizers. It's just unbelievable, and antidepressants. Exactly what they said in the 1930s, that's what they would do on tranquilizers and pharmacology.
Hey, Alan.
Yeah.
Real quick, though. I'm aware of all that. Like, everything you just said, like, I understand, and I've heard and I've read and I know that all has come and gone.
Yep.
And is still here, much of it. And I guess it really comes down to then fear.
Yep.
Of losing whatever it is that these people are attached to.
Yep.
And anybody I present this information to is like, look, you know, we have to somehow get out of this, and I say, this is the information. I mean, this is what's wrong, and this is what's right. And it's like out of fear on whatever issue it is, people cling and don't make a move. And I mean, it's like we would have to let go of our fear in order to even unify, to even do something to move forward in a different direction from what the left and right head of this system wants to take it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Most folk, again, you run up against most people who are adapting to this. This is the problem. They adapt into it. The fear-mongering has also worked on them. They're scared for themselves, you see. And most folk have altering values. their values are always changing according to the cultural shift at the top, and they adapt very quickly. And you're holding on to what you see as real right and wrong. And the system doesn't believe in right and wrong anymore. They tell you that. It's capitalistic.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, folks. I'm back. We're cutting into the matrix and talking about the system. Is Tom from Wisconsin still there?
Yeah, I'm here, Alan.
Yeah, I understand exactly what you mean, because here's an analogy. Those who have really come through all the different stages and haven't got stuck anywhere and have got beyond the usual nonsense, this vote for so-and-so, you're like the guy in Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, the so-called primitive. They bring him into the big luxurious city where the new system is all working and people are bred for their functions and lots of promiscuity and so on, but no one gets married and you're going with this, if it's forbidden, you go with the same partner more than twice a month or something. And you swap partners all the time. And then they listen to him politely as he's trying to say, well, don't you miss the family and having children of your own? And they kind of listen politely and they kind of titter and they see him as sort of quaint. Well, you see, that's where you are today. You're there already. You're there. And amongst the society that lost the small...
I am there. And it's like we're in that process where we're at the tail end of the families and the normal and the quote-unquote normal relationship. And, like, I have these primitive instincts. Like, I want to find a woman that understands that I have these basic principles of life, liberty, and the pursuit of my happiness that doesn't include tithing to the new religion, which is the state.
Yeah.
And I was dealing with somebody at a local agency that deals with the community, and he stated as at one point 100 years ago, people trusted in God. Now people simply trust in the state.
That's right. It's funny you said that, because I was just reading an article by Aldous Huxley, and he was talking to the group at the Stratford, at one of the big groups there, and he'd said this way back in the 1940s. He said that the biggest enemy we've had in pushing this new multi-level system of reality, the worst curse we've had and had to fight for a long, long time, was Christianity. And so they've pretty well demolished it. It's been a full-scale battle. And because it gave you a fixed set of values, and everybody knew the rules, basic simple rules. But also, you didn't need a massive police force, because everyone knew the basic rules as well. You didn't want to go out and hurt other people in different ways, emotionally, physically, or whatever. And so the society was fairly stable. Once you take that away, you have this chaotic system, and the state does take over and becomes authoritarian and this big brother. So you're quite right. But these guys brought this system in by design, and that's what, the big schools were given permission to create and alter American culture into this presidency. That's what they talked about 40, 50, 60 years ago. They literally have done it all, right down to debauchery, and even necrophilia, as Adorno called it, opening a necrophilic society. And I showed yesterday, I put up a link, I'll be up again tonight, to do with the Vogue article, where they're sexifying the totalitarian state. And you see sadomasochism in all their photo shoots, as they make it all sexy now to be tortured and slammed about with the armored, black clad thugs. So we're in it. And what you have to do now is live inside your head until you can find, if you can, find people of a similar mindset. Understand, too, they say it's a mental illness if you don't have flexibility of opinion. Exactly what they used in the Soviet Union. And so you're supposed to be always flexible with your opinions, because ideally in this new system there's no right or wrong. You're in flux now, and that's what they want you to be. They'll say you're mentally ill if you say this is right and that's wrong. But thanks for calling in. I really understand what you're saying there. And from Hamish, myself, from Ontario, Canada, it's good night. I mean, your gods go with you.
It's true.